This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me?
I fought with the devil.
I fought with the devil. Got down on his level. But I never gave in, so he gave up on me.
So good when the devil gives up on you.
I'm no stranger to the rain.
Let me attack Tom. Said, Jesus said, if you follow me, you'll be persecuted like I've been. So, Mike Lindell is a real sweetheart. So smart, so hard-fighting. And I see him so sad for his employees and what he's going through. I could see it in the tea leaves. So there's a good chance they're going to shut him down very soon. Everybody can just come to his aid right now, and money just fixes it, because he just takes more money in this battle. They'll probably put him in prison or kill him next. They're trying that with me and Trump right now, but we don't know how to back down. So, in closing, Mike, you will do a search. We'll get the best people, folks that want to be part of the fight. Because, you know, once things get intense, a lot of people cut and run. I know you're giving them excuses, and that's fine. We're not going to judge them. But they're just not made of the right stuff. But we are. But it doesn't matter if we're made of the right stuff and are willing to fight to the death. You don't know who's going to win at the last second. And when it looks most desperate is when it's the best if you persevere, like George Washington. 6-year war with an empire never before defeated. They wanted to defeat Napoleon a few years later, hundreds of thousands of men per army. He had multiple armies. But George Washington didn't win in the last few months. He persevered. So I love you. I appreciate you. I appreciate my Pillow Great products. Got about 3 minutes to break. I'm going to come back and take a few calls, hand the baton to the next guest host. Now's the time to stand. And you should probably put a goal on your site and come up with how much money you think you need. Because I get it. You're out of money. They're debanking you. You still got the products. Your warehouse is there. The products are there ready to ship. But you just need the people to step up. So, it really, whether you're destroyed or not, which will even make you bigger, God works in serious ways, is now in the people's hands. Is it not, Mike Lindell?
Absolutely. My Pillow needs to make up right now. We've got to, you know, we've been canceled so much, just the sales alone, to keep, so I don't have to do anything with the employees. If everybody pitches in and you're getting great things, it's not even donating money. You're buying stuff. We're putting everything.
Yeah, no, it's
on
a
sale.
No-brainer. They should make straight donations for what you're doing.
Slippers, Alex. What I did today, all of our slippers that were on sale for $49.98, I put them on the website on your site there at my Pillow.
No, I know, Mike. People need a goal. Roughly, how much money? How much money do you need?
It would $500,000 to right, come in.
Why don't you put a donation? Hey, put a donation button up. You'll get $5 million a day. People love you.
Yeah, you could go if you guys want to do that. The LindellOffenseFund.org, everybody. LindellOffenseFund.org. That would really help there. All the stuff we're doing, that's an easy website to remember. Lindell Offense Fund. We're always on the offense. LindellOffenseFund.org. And boy, supporting that would never help me over here.
Well, Mike, here's the deal. I'm a winter soldier, so I'm not looking for the people in Hollywood and being paid by the New World Order $1 billion. Those are the losers. I'm looking for the men in the arena. You're the man in the arena. Yeah. Frank's speech, what you've done, you know the CIA is running this against you, right?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
You're the type of man I want to be around, buddy. No matter what happens, let's take some time and go duck hunting or something. Because you're a real man, buddy. You're the type of guy I want to be around, isn't a damn coward.
No, well, I'm never giving up. The media keeps calling. Will you make a deal and back off on this, Mike? Will you make a deal? There it is right there. Go there to LindellOffenseFund.org. You go there. This lays out the plan. It lays out the needs we have to secure our election. They don't want the election secure, everybody. They want me to stop fighting. Right there is how you can help. The LindellOffenseFund.org. You help there, and we're going to get this thing. And this is before November 7th of this election, everybody. I promise you we'll get this done. If you guys can get out there and support, and we get that money raised today, we will get this done. in spite of all these attacks. This is what they want. They want to silence me. They want to silence
this is important. You're a major beachhead. Join us again tomorrow. MyPillow.com/Alex. We love you. We appreciate you, Mike Lindell.
All right. Thank you for having me on. God bless you.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. We've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD. Incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Two kingdoms in Spain before he could even lead them in victory against the Muslims. The great champion, the reason Spain exists today, El Cid, barely won each battle in the gladiatorial event to then lead them against victory, 5 times their numbers of Muslims, and crush them. And my point is, you want champions? All of us are in the arena now. This is the real world. This is the fight. We're going to have to fight in the information war and the spiritual war to defeat this. And I told you I'd get the calls, but Drew Hernandez is so on fire. I need to get to them. I promised I would. I mean, each caller a minute, then hand the baton to him. But please remember, Mike Lindell is the real deal, folks. He's a goofball just like I am. And the CIA and all of them are trying to shut him down. His lawyers have cut and run. Are we going to cut and run from him right now? No, we shouldn't. And you shouldn't cut and run from InfoWars. But here's the deal. I'm at peace with all of it. It's like the Alamo got wiped out and made the Texans pissed when we won the war. God's going to do what God's going to do. I don't understand all God's plan, but I know it's God's in charge. I'm just not going to give up. I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to put my tail between my legs. Because that's an easy thing to do when you're a man. But we need your support. Everybody go to InfoWars Store. Get this weapon system. Get The Great Awakening, my newest book, 200 pages longer than the last one, into the whole new order plan how to defeat them. And it's all about God. It's all about the truth. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank those who got the signed copies, the fundraiser. We need it. But Mike Lindell is in desperate straits. And it's so sad the amount of money he needs, $500,000. I know people behind the scenes, he sold everything he's got. He is so optimistic, but people say, oh, I'm not going to bet on a loser. That's all the billionaires and the people that are part of the system. It's the little people that are going to save us in this fight. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening right now, ladies and gentlemen. And back in stock also are InfoWars Platinum products. All right, Drew Hernandez, we're going to skip the two network breaks so he gets 8 minutes back. That way he'll get all his time. I love Drew to death. What a great patriot. But let's jam in your calls, but I can only give you 1 minute each. I apologize, but Lindell had to come on. That was important. David, Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Firstly, I love you very much. You're my brother in Christ, Alex. It's been a while since I spoke with you. Secondly, Alex Jones was right again. What do I mean by this? I was with you on January 6th. I was one of the first people you interviewed while we had that rooftop thing, and you warned me about Mike Dunn, and so did your security guy, and I didn't listen to you. And Mike Dunn of the Boogaloo Boys, who you interviewed on your show, and I coordinated that with Daria, he ended up betraying me and trying to set me up as a domestic terrorist when I do nothing but love God.
The Boogaloos are ADL run, Southern Poverty Law Center, 100%.
Absolutely, and I've been working very hard to expose that because he's back at it again in Gloucester County, Virginia. You guys recently published something. He's back at it trying to lead people into the fire. And it's not just about Mike Dunn. It's about what the FBI is going to do to each and every patriot. We know it's ludicrous to say that the Christians are terrorists. It's not among our ethos to try to hurt other people, especially when it comes to the Trump base, very peaceful, law-abiding people and generous for the most part. And so the FBI has to create monsters out of good people. And so that's my call. I'll let you get to other callers. I love you, Alex. I mean that wholeheartedly. You're my brother.
I love you, too. Yeah, the fact that they've officially announced that all Trump supporters are terrorists, the main focus of the government's Trump supporters, is just seismic, getting almost no coverage. It is insane. And I don't tell my other hosts what to do, except every once in a while. Owen Schroyer doesn't need me to tell him. Neither does Harrison Smith or Chase Kaiser or any of them. This is everything. I mean, this is, I think I'm mad at myself. I didn't make a bigger deal about it. Like, I mean, it's like words can't describe it. It's surreal. So you're on the highway and watch an 18-wheeler flip over and a bunch of people die. And I saw this happen when bodies flying everywhere and people got a guy's head got cut off in midair. And I saw it and pulled over and blood spraying everywhere. It's like it's not real, but it is. And politically, that's how insane this is. This is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That's why all these feds are leaking it, going, we don't want to fight 80 million people. Well, we don't want to fight you either. We just need to get rid of the globalists, okay? Jaden in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's a true honor. I just want to decree and declare a few things over you and InfoWars. So I decree and declare Isaiah 54:17 over Alexander Emmerich Jones. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And then I have this that kind of ties in with the martial law thing.
By the way, I received that prayer, brother. Two people agree upon it on earth. It's made so in heaven.
Amen. And then I got Matthew 10:16-23 right here talking about what will happen. So, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves, but be ye therefore wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given to you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man has come. And then skip down to verse 28. Says, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him, that's God, which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
Beautifully said. Look, I cannot cut into Drew Hernandez anymore, and nobody get mad at him. He can't do it. If Drew wants to take the calls from Adam and Carlos and Randy and Dave and Adam and Blade Runner, he can do it. If not, get their names and numbers. We will call them back tomorrow. We're still here. I don't take any day for granted. And we'll call you back ahead of the line. We do that. We're faithful about it. Drew Hernandez can make the decision. It's not on him whether he wants to do it or not. I mean, it's up to him whether he wants to do it or not. It's not bad or, you know, if he doesn't want to. But Drew Hernandez, great patriot, takes over right now. Drew, thank you.
You got it, Alex. You know, I can't cut the calls on that. That's the word of God right there. So if the team wants to, the crew wants to keep that going, I'll keep the calls going. That's totally fine. This is the InfoWar. It's your voice. People are supporting this war. They're supporting this machine that has to continue. So However you guys want to do that, if we have any of the other caller lined up.
Yeah, we'll do that after the break. That can hold longer, but what is your take on Homeland Security officially declaring all Trump supporters terrorists? This is so huge.
Alex, just to carry on that conversation, I don't think it's a surprise, but I also think it's preliminary. And I think that people that are starting to pay attention to what's really happening is, I mean, we've always said this, that when it came to censorship and it came to the internet, that Alex Jones and InfoWars was the prototype. And then we knew that eventually that would happen to elected officials, that would happen to Trump. Trump was kind of like in denial about it until it eventually happened after J6, and then they would go after his supporters and anybody in his orbit. So the same thing they're doing with big tech and the same thing that they're doing with the censorship on all technological avenues or platforms, all of those that you see getting shot right now, everyone that's getting shot in the back of the head when it comes to censorship on the internet, that's meant to be and that's meant to send a message to everyone that you are not supposed to go down that path ever. But the same thing is with the lawfare. So when they launch the lawfare and they launch the feds and they launch the FBI and the weaponized intelligence agencies, it's meant to send the same message. They've done the same thing again with Alex Jones. Look at Mike Lindell. Look at Steve Bannon. Look at everyone that's been in Trump's orbit to this very day, especially accusing them slapping RICO in Georgia. That's why all the black people are waking up, by the way. All the black people are waking up because once they understand that you slap RICO on someone, it's kind of like that's definitely a fed op. That equals, that means fed op. Which,
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
That actually still respect the Constitution and the God-given inalienable rights of Americans in this country. And then you got the infiltrating commies. You got the infiltrating globalists. You got the Luciferians and the Satanists that all pledge their allegiance to Comey and whoever is the next talking head that the FBI puts up as their director to just take orders from the DOJ and whoever's the next, you know, regime-installated puppet. And they tell me, yes, that there is this internal struggle where there are good people inside and there are really bad actors, really bad hombres, just to put it, you know, in a Trumpism. But I think that's why in this report, you're starting to kind of see that come out. And in my opinion, it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing. And you say, Drew, what are you talking about? I'm saying it's a good thing because we need that to start to come out more. We need whistleblowers to start to come out more. We need them to start drawing some serious lines in the sand. You know, I'm just going to come out and say this, and I know there'll probably be repercussions, and I'm not talking about from the viewers or the public. I'm saying from the actual deep state. I'm just going to say this, you know, for the feds that are the good guys right now, I'll be totally honest with you. God is watching you, and he's giving you a God-given position, and that God-given position is not – you're not going to be held accountable by man. You're not going to be held accountable by no president. You're not going to be held accountable by no general public. You have a position that is God-given. You understand that? You understand that you have been given a God-given position to do righteous, to do righteous, to do righteous? Not what Joe Biden, not what the deep state or these commies are commanding you to do. No, you are in allegiance to God first, to righteously lead. You have been given the sword to execute justice over the evildoers. You, my friend, you are going to have a judgment, a very exclusive, customized judgment by God. And I'm not talking about you'll earn your salvation. I'm talking about there are specific positions in society where there are some stricter judgments. You got pastors, you got elected officials. You see this all over the book of Judges. You see those that are in positions of power to rule righteously in a civil manner. And especially the office of a police officer or a law enforcement individual. Dude, I mean, you know, you are playing with fires that I think are going beyond your comprehension of what's going to happen to you. And I'm not talking about violence. That's what I'm saying. I know there's going to be repercussions for what I'm saying. I'm not talking about violence. This is why they're calling us terrorists, because when you talk like this biblically, they think that you're talking like ISIS, like you're going to strap a bomb to your chest and, you know, go down to the local FBI headquarters and, you know, scream Christ is King and blow yourself up to make a point. No. What I'm saying is you have an eternal enemy. If you're not born again, you have an eternal enemy, and that is the most powerful entity known in the universe that created this universe that is watching what you're doing and holding you accountable. And you're not going to have to deal with me. You're not going to have to deal with the church. You're not going to have to deal with no pastor or no Alex Jones sitting there, you know, screaming about the New World Order and exposing all of your plans. Everything that's done in darkness will come to light. So everything that these guys are doing, it will come to light. But God is vengeance. The ultimate avenger is not Captain America. The ultimate avenger is not, you know, any one of the great Marvel characters. The ultimate avenger is Jesus Christ. It's God himself. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And whether you get it in this life or not, you're going to get it, man. Like, I can't emphasize that. You need to repent is what I'm saying. You need to repent. I'm not going to be that arm or that tool of vengeance, but I'll tell you the last thing you want is facing an eternal angry God questioning you about everything you've ever done with zero repentance in eternity. You got no defense. Jesus Christ will not be there if you didn't accept him on this side of heaven. You will have no defense. You will fail to provide your own defense.
You're sitting there smiling and grinning. Yeah, we're going to get all the Trump supporters and we're going to slap. Yeah, we're going to get Owen Troyer. We're going to throw him in jail. Yeah, we're going to put his life on the line. We're going to go after Alex and all the Troy. Yeah, this is going to be great. We're going to cause them to suffer. And we're going to communicate to the American people to never, ever oppose us ever again. It's going to be great. Yeah, we love it. We love it. Weak. Weak, dude. You want to know why that's weak? Because you got an eternal God that's going to prosecute you when you die. And you want to know what your eternal sentence will be if you don't repent now, become born again, put your faith in his son, and repent of your disgusting authoritarian ways? You want to know what your eternal destination will be? Eternal and sentence, eternal damnation and hell forever. I can't emphasize that anymore. Like that is probably the biggest warning I could ever communicate to this New World Order, this deep state, these authoritarian commies, these infiltrators and traitors within the United States government. It's interesting how they're, and I'm going to talk a little bit about this more when we come back from the break. I mean, I would love to take calls if we can. We'll fix that when we come back from the break. But this is why they're, because listen, everything I just broke down, that's why they're calling it terrorism. That's why they're calling it threats. Cause you want to know what? It is a threat. It is a threat. And I don't mean I'm threatening these people, but in their minds, they interpret it. You are a threat to the New World Order. You understand that? InfoWars is a threat. Jesus Christ is a threat to the satanic Antichrist agenda. Anyone that abides in Christ is a threat. Not a physical threat where you're going to show up like they say with, you know, they're going to show up all armed up to the teeth and show up to some public building and just mass slaughter a bunch of people because, you know, they don't agree with you. No, they do that. They do. That's what they do. And they launch their false flags. No, no, no. You are a threat. The born-again Christian is a threat. InfoWars is a threat. The truth speakers are threats. Those that are born again, that are speaking the truth, that are spitting in the face of Satan every single day, you are a threat and they know it. Their interpretation is accurate of what you are. When you watch this fundamentally and you discern this on a spiritual level, it makes total sense to me. Because if you understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, you know, Joe Biden ain't calling no shots. Kamala Harris, she ain't calling no shots. Bill Gates, he ain't calling no shot. Klaus Schwab, none of these guys. None of these guys. None of these guys. Yes, they're intellectually advanced. They know how to manipulate the public, especially when they're multi-billionaires. George Soros, none of these guys. These guys take their orders from their commander-in-chief, Lucifer and the legions of demons that manipulate, and they put the ideas and the thoughts in their minds and their cronies and their proxies around them throughout all of their organizations. They plant those seeds and they hatch in their minds and they turn into organizations and they start to flood the culture and dismantle freedom and attack those made in God's image. I'm not saying give them a pass because of that. I'm just saying truly understand. That's why you are designated a terrorist. You are that. You are an insurrectionist when it comes to what the New World Order is trying to establish. You are a terrorist in their eyes. If they're trying to install an authoritarian regime in the United States of America and you oppose it, of course they're going to call me a terrorist. Of course they're going to call me an insurrectionist. Of course they're going to call me a threat to that very authoritarian role. This is what dictators and authoritarian rulers and regimes have done for thousands of years. They isolate and they accuse their opponents of what they are, but in their paranoia. That's one common theme that dictators and dictatorial regimes have always all had together. They operate in fear and paranoia. And what do they fear? They fear freedom. They fear the people. And ultimately, without even realizing it, they should fear God. But they're afraid of freedom because they're afraid of losing control and losing power. So those are my thoughts on that. And I got a lot more thoughts as well when we come back from the break. So stay with us. Go nowhere. InfoWars.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Alrighty, we are back. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. You are now watching the fourth hour of the most banned show in the universe, the Alex Jones Show. Now, I know Alex really wanted to honor some of these calls, so I want to get to some of these calls. You guys do want to call in? That's cool, too. But let's go, guys. Let's go to Randy in California. I know Randy has some thoughts on martial law. Randy from California. Sir, are you there?
Yes,
what are your thoughts?
Thanks, dude. Yes, with my fight against tyranny, I support the new California 51st state movement. Now, a lot of people haven't heard about this yet, but it is a very serious movement. It's a constitutional movement rather than a secessionist movement. And we're utilizing the model of how West Virginia had split from her Virginia during the time of the Civil War in 1861. So this is based on the Constitution Article 4, Section 3, which provides for new states forming from within an existing state. And we want to break free from the blue cities that are basically tyrannizing the whole state out here.
So the secession in California, I think a lot of people have been talking about that and thinking about that. Do you think, you don't have to say which, I mean, you can if you want, which particular, I grew up in California, so I kind of know how it is well out there, but where in particular in California is this kind of originating out of? Which cities do you think would participate in that? Or do you think California is just totally gone, in your opinion?
No, I don't think it's totally gone. And many of us are choosing to stand our ground because we know if we run from the tyranny to a different state, it's going to get there eventually. So sooner or later, some of us are going to have to stand up against this. So it's mostly the rural areas of California, and including some significant cities, but mostly it would be urban Sacramento, San Francisco Bay Area, and urban Los Angeles counties that would be sort of old California, and the vast majority of the land would be new California. That would include the agricultural land in the Central Valley, the great, you know, Sierra Nevada mountains where we have all of this water storage potential that isn't being used because the environmentalists block the water storage. They won't let us build dams. So that's a big part of what new California would do.
So do you think if California split in two legislatively and legally, if that became a reality, do you think that people in SoCal would essentially be dried out? I mean, they're already in a drought, but like you say, because all the resources in Northern California, and Trump talked about this when he was in California, was it last week? He was in Anaheim, right? And he talked about the major drought taking place in Northern California. They're not allowed to actually utilize the resources. Gavin Newsom has shut that down big time for obvious reasons because it's for climate change, but in reality, it's depopulation. Do you think that would send a huge message to people in SoCal? Like, hey, we have all the resources up here, but you guys can continue with your communism down there in SoCal.
Well, let me be clear. This is not about leaving old California in the dust or defeating them or burying them or anything like that. This is going to help old California as well, because when new California builds something like they're proposing 40 new natural gas burning electricity plants, that would help to get the cost of electricity down to hopefully 5 or 6 cents a kilowatt hour. We'll build 6 dams, which will provide lots of water storage and hydroelectric power, cheap, plentiful energy. We'll have businesses return. And those water resources and electricity resources could be sold very cheaply to old California, and that would help them as well, because we know that the system is not fixable the way it is in California right now. That's why the founding fathers left us this escape mechanism. Short of having a civil war, we can actually do this constitutionally to form a new state. And there are other states that are considering these moves too, like new Arizona, new Nevada, new Oregon, new Illinois. Those are all burgeoning new state split movements, not as far along as new California. But I think we'll be seeing a lot of this in the near future.
Well, I definitely do believe that avoiding a ground physical bloody civil war should be number one on the list. But I mean, the feds and the deep state, the New World Order, they're wanting to push everybody into that. Thank you for the call, Randy from California. Yeah, California is definitely in bad shape, but we'll see what happens. I mean, it's obviously going to take a miracle for a lot of this. I mean, I still don't understand how we're going to win a rigged election. You know, Trump's running around saying we're going to dominate 2024, but okay, well, I guess it's going to require a miracle. Which, you know, I'm totally for. I believe, but we'll see. We have Dave from Georgia. It looks like Dave wants to talk about the New World Order Committee of 300. Dave, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Okay, Dave just dropped. Do we still have Chuck? Chuck from Minnesota? Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, what's going on?
Chuck, what's up, my man? What do you got going on today, man? What's up? Talk to me.
I gotta say, every time you get on there, man, you're like that Motorhead cover album cover, man. Just a train on fire, just pumping right through these sons of
bitches. I'll say that.
Hey, I love you, man. Thank you. It's in my blood. It's in my blood. You know, it is what it is. You got to be who you are.
Exactly. And it's about time we just draw this line right here. Enough's enough. That's why, you know, I can sit here. I just want to say one thing. Products are awesome. Cal Alex, thank you very much for the Red Tail Plus. And my wife really likes what the testosterone boost does to me. I'll just say that.
Oh, I bet she does. But, shout out to the wife.
Man. But if you could just do me a favor, just if you guys can get through to Mr. Royce White, I know he's going to run up here and take care of that bureaucratic Becky, Mrs. Klobuchar. Just talk to him about trying to restart up all the coal and everything, all the Iron Rangers up in Minnesota, because our awesome leader, Mr. Tim Wall, you know, for some odd reason, you know, you breathe carbon, and oh, yep, you got to tax that right there. So he doesn't realize that the infrastructure is killing everything around the metro area. So you just kind of
ultimately, it's meant to kill you.
My boys up in Duluth. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Man, we'll waste your time, but God bless you guys. Keep kicking the crap out of these sociopaths, and yeah, God bless you.
You got it. Thank you so much for your support, Chuck from Minnesota. We have another Californian, Blade Runner from California, the turning point for America. Blade Runner, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Good afternoon. All right, my message isn't going to sound nice. Okay.
Go for it.
I am absolutely fed up. I've been with Alex Jones from the beginning when we had the little Belgian radios, the Berkey water filters, when he was on shortwave. I bought the coins, I bought the shirts, I bought the books, I've spent money, I bought all of this, I bought the towels, I bought the sandals, I bought all this. But you know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of our side when you say this is what's going on. When it's time to put your foot in our ass, you guys go, no, 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 no. Like I said, you think, you guys, I swear, you Bible thumpers, you're so heavenly bound. You're no earthly good. I'm with God. I love the Lord just like you, and I God loves you guys. But do you know what? I have fought this dog called the federal government. I have lost everything. I've gone to prison. I've gone to jail. I've lost my family, lost my wife. I have been nose to nose, teeth to teeth with these dogs. And they don't care what you believe in. They don't, you know what they respect? The only thing they respect is a punch in the nose. If you think I'm just going to sit around and let them burn me alive like they did in Waco, like they did in Hawaii, and you guys just sit there like, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're doing this. They're coming after you. No matter what you do, they're going to declare you a scumbag terrorist. If those people at J6, if they had shown up with their Second Amendment instead of signs, yeah, would they have lost? Most probably, yeah. But those that are sitting in jail right now, they wish they had done more than just petition the government hat in hand. Oh, please give me back my rights. Sooner or later, whether you guys, all you podcasters, like it or not, whether you think I'm right or wrong, you are going to have to fight, like it or not. Plain and simple.
Well, isn't that what
you can criticize me all day, but I'm telling you, they are worse than you. They are worse than you ever really want to know. I lost everything. Everything.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
To remain that are obviously facilitating the destruction of the United States of America in positions of power, members of media, politics, and culture, music industry, you name it. Why don't we just mass deport them? Get them the hell out of here.
You know, hey, bro, I don't like that. I respect. I don't want a man in an arena. I want generals. We will survive this as a mass, as a group of people, because they have mass legions of illegals. 5,000 here, 20,000 there. They are massing our army. And one day, you all are going to wake up, and they are going to pave over our institutions. You want Arlington turned into a Muslim parking lot? They'll do it. I guarantee you.
They already are.
They will turn Arlington Cemetery into a big mass toilet. And then you'll say, "What? Remember Gulag Archipelago? People will wish they had done more."
I agree. I think a lot of people share the way that you feel right now, and I do too. That's why I'm just being totally transparent with you right now. Like I'm in a place too where I'm like, dude, let's just get them the hell out of here. I don't screw sitting down and having a conversation with a commie and these pedophiles and these homosexual infiltrators. I'm over it, dude. Let's just get them the hell out of here. And all the mass illegals, just mass deportation. Just get them all the hell out of here. Keep all the Christians. We need Christian supremacy. We need Christian supremacy in the United States government, in U.S. culture. We need to bring all that back, and we need to make sure that we don't have Luciferians, pedophiles, communists all infiltrating our schools. I think Christians should be educators. I think Christians should be in positions of power. I think Christians should be in positions of influence in the culture. I think we should just do just a total mass deportation of all the Luciferians and the Satanists and the pedophiles and just put in a righteous government.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Red states unite. We should, I'm telling you, bro, if they don't care. If look what they're doing to Trump. It doesn't matter about the statute of limitations. They were going to do this way before. They don't care about the law only when it suits them. If we do not reunite now as a people with red states and say,
I agree,
this is our, where we're going to keep these states. And if you're liberal, you don't like what we believe, get out. But if we stay where we are, they're going to pick us off one by one, baby. One by one.
I agree. Totally agree, man. Hey, thank you for the call. Thanks for hanging out with me and speaking on the Alex Jones Show. All righty, guys. I don't know if we have any more calls. If we do, you guys can send me if there's anybody else. But, you know, I think a lot of people, guys, are ending up in this position. And listen, that's why I'm coming out. And I'm everybody knows where I stand on these things. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think we need mass deportations. I'm sick of conservatives and right wingers that never actually want to actually address the real issues to start. But I know, I understand it. We are 100%. We are living in an era. We are living in a time where we are not dealing with political disagreements. We are not dealing with entities here that want to have a conversation with you. You know, and this is my biggest frustration, not with the caller. I'm saying my biggest frustration with the current American conservative right is we let's see, because look, that caller right there, that caller wouldn't be allowed to speak on some conservative right wing, you know, network or like Fox News or anything like that. That's considered a little too extreme. That's why I came out and said what I needed to say. But the fact is, what we do, and when I say we, I'm not speaking of myself, is conservative right-wing media, they shoot their radicals. They get someone that comes up and says, well, Christ supremacy, or they get someone that comes out and says, you know, we're getting like really sick of all these pedophiles infiltrating our government. Why don't we institute the death penalty once and for all across the entire board for all pedophiles? And, you know, oh, that's too far right. That's too far. And the left won't say that. It's the conservatives that are liberally minded on the right that'll come out and shoot their own radicals. I'm not saying I advocate for violence. I advocate for self-defense. I'm in agreement that if this federal government, full-blown, full authoritarian, raiding your homes to the extent of pulling out your families, and they're violating your entire civil liberties, civil rights, and where it's getting closer and closer to there, it's what the Second Amendment's for. To defend ourselves from a tyrannical government. I don't have a disagreement there. I think that's constitutionally that's accurate. But what I'm saying is, I think whenever you get someone that has a radical idea, you don't silence them. You don't shut them up. But I don't, you know, cut off any callers. You let them talk. Because what I'm sick of is I'm sick of like the American right shooting anyone that has a radical idea, silencing and suppressing. And this has happened to InfoWars. This has happened to myself. This has happened to many people. What the left does, and I believe the UDA party exists. What the American left does, they prop up their radicals. They prop up the radical commies. They prop up the radical Cory Bushes and the AOCs. They prop up the Bernie Sanders. They prop up the puppet Joe Biden, they all of his criminal activity and his crime family and Kamala Harris, that's totally mindless. They prop up their radicals on their side of the conversation. They elevate them. They fully fund them. The George Soroses of the world, they fully pour billions of dollars into their organizations. They reward Antifa. They reward BLM. They cause over $2 billion in insurance damage in 2020. I was there. I covered all of it in 2020. Kenosha, Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, New York, you name it. You name it. D.C., the Stop the Steal rallies in Antifa, bashing the brains of Trump supporters. I covered it all, okay? What, 3 years later, now these BLM activists, Antifa activists, they're obviously domestic terrorists, in my opinion. I mean, I've watched these people. I've been undercover around these people. Now they're suing police departments for getting kettled. For getting kettled, for burning down buildings, which they absolutely should have been. Oh, for aggressive force by the police officers. What that side of the aisle does is they're winning these lawsuits. They're getting massive payouts of millions of dollars. While you get conservative right-wing media that'll sit here and say, well, we need to make sure that, you know, I sit here live on air and I look like a good little boy and I'm not trying to offend anybody because I don't want them to, you know, accuse me of what they're already going to accuse me of. I'm not going to sit here and give them a reason to call me what they're already calling me. I'm trying to appease some. So, like, see, that's what I don't understand. Like, who are you trying to appease? And I'm talking about, like, right-wing media does this because that side of things, they prop up all their radicals. They reward them. They give them millions of dollars of payouts. And they start really young. That's one thing that the radical left, I think, has embraced is the next generation of things. But then you get right-wing spaces where all of these, you know, old wineskin, you know, boomers that don't want to let anybody young through the door to come in and, you know, pass the baton. That's what I love about Alex so much is he's willing to pass the baton to the next generation. He could clearly identify what's coming and who has the heart to move forward. But in right-wing spaces, it's the total opposite. And then we wonder why we lose. And then we wonder why we never gain any ground. Because we shoot our own, we silence our own. Anyone that's radical that comes out and that points out the obvious, that yes, we'll get you canceled, we'll make you a target. Yes, we'll make you look like a psycho person. But we're dealing with psychotic people. We're dealing with people that literally want to abduct your children in the name of LGBTQ if you don't accept your child's pronouns. We're dealing with people that praise the weaponization of the FBI and the CIA and the three-letter intelligence agencies. So I understand. I understand the frustration. I understand, especially when it comes to being in right-wing media spaces. Like, it makes sense to me because I think that's quite literally how controlled opposition is designed to function that way, to give you an illusion that there's only two selections, to give you an illusion, well, there are two different sides that are going head to head with one another, that there are two different sides that are disagreeing with each other. When in reality, you have one side that props up their radicals, and in reality, you have another side of the uniparty that silences. And when I say radicals, I'm talking about people that are coming out and just straight up calling it for what it is. Like that caller, just calling it for what it is when it comes to the weaponization of the intelligence agencies, the weaponization of the FBI, the frustration of these people, you know, coming in and launching lawfare and tons of warfare on you. I understand the frustration. I get that. But I think that happens a lot in right-wing spaces, especially media spaces, where the radicals get shot. The Alex Joneses get shot. The Drew Hernandez, the Owen Schroyers, they get shot. They're not allowed. It's only till after the FBI has come after Owen Schroyer does he get invited anywhere, right? It's only after the FBI has fully launched their lawfare against Owen Schroyer does he get invited in all these giant podcasts. But what about before? No, Owen Schroyer was too radical. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Shout out to the InfoWar. Love every single one of you guys. Speaking of Owen,
are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.